They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business of the News Hour. Grateful that you are with us from wherever on the planet you happen to reside. Hey, we are coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. And you know, when you're in Nashville, Tennessee, you got to find singer-songwriters who really do a great job. And we have found one. And her name is Haley Payne. She's originally from Owensboro, Kentucky, and now resides in Nashville looking for the stars, as so many people are. Haley, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Hi, thank you for having me, Michael. I appreciate it.
You are so bubbly and friendly.
I thank you for saying that.
Yeah,
I appreciate
really,
it.
Well, you got to be in the entertainment business, don't you?
You do. If you don't like people, then, you know, it ain't going to work out too good for you,
Not at all. So, born and raised in Kentucky, moved to Nashville. And what's that like? I mean, you're a very attractive woman. You come to Nashville. You're trying to cut your chops in this really competitive business.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a great video, and we'll have links to all of this on the radio blog. What's it like to be what you are?
Well, it's so funny because I've always known this is who I am and what I wanted to do. So it was always just like, well, you know, I'm going to get out of school. I'm going to move to Nashville. And I actually went to college down here as well. But I always knew it was difficult and that there was no shortage of people
right.
that are living here and moving here every day wanting to do exactly the same thing that I'm doing. And my parents, you know, were always very supportive of me growing up. And, you know, they drove me to all my gigs. They helped me buy my first guitar and,
right.
you know, really encouraged me when my song sounded good and when I would sing some songs that they'd be like, maybe not that one. Yeah. And so I needed that constructive criticism. So I'm very thankful to have had that support, but also like people, you know, humbling me sometimes and telling me what you're good at and what you're not. So I think I came here with the knowledge of like what I bring to the table
mm-hmm.
and what my strengths are and what, you know, my weaknesses can be as well. And so I think when you know who you are as a person and as an artist, and like I said, your strengths, your weaknesses, it is a little bit easier coming into here in such like a giant place with people who, you know, are doing the exact same thing as you.
Right.
When you have a sense of self, I think that helps a lot. But sometimes it's easy to, you know, feel like you're losing that when you compare yourself to all the other people. So that's something I'm learning to stop doing as much, is comparing yourself.
Do you have friends in the music business?
I do. And I'm really thankful for that. I, you know, being from a small town in Kentucky, I didn't know like a ton of people who, you know, were musicians, especially people my age. And so when I moved here, I went to college at Middle Tennessee State University, and I actually studied songwriting.
Really?
So I made some friends there in college who don't do music, but a lot of friends that do as well. And so when I moved here from Murfreesboro, from college up to Nashville, I just really tried to just go to as many things as I can and meet people. And luckily, as you can tell, I don't mind talking. So I was fine going up to people and being like, hey, my name's Haley. Like, I just moved here. I'd love to like get coffee or something. And so I've been here in Nashville for 2 years now, and I feel like I've found that group of people that I really mesh well with and that I'm like actually friends with, but we also write together, we perform together, because I think it's easy to have a lot of, or to feel like you have some superficial relationships when, you know, you mix business
right.
and friendship and stuff, and especially in something that can be so competitive as the music industry. But I feel like I've found those friends that, like, we all support each other. We're all different. We all know what we bring to the table, but we're all actually friends. And but we also can write together, work together, and do all that stuff, too.
And we're at the Renaissance Hotel in downtown Nashville, a block away from Broadway.
Yeah.
All right? So can you tell us what Broadway is like? I mean, I could talk about that from a visitor standpoint, but it is rocking before 10 o'clock in the morning.
It is. It's so funny. I grew up, you know, 2 hours away from here. So I came and visited Nashville all the time. But even for the past few years that I've been here, Nashville has changed so much. And especially just Broadway and the downtown scene and just like the tourist attraction that it's become, which is so cool that there's so many people like wanting to visit here. And a lot of people may not feel that way, but I think it's cool.
Right. Well, some of the natives go.
Yes. I'm sure they're probably like, let's, you know, stop all these people from coming in. But I think it's fun that I live somewhere that people want to come to. But, you know, I actually don't perform on Broadway. I have a lot of friends that do. But it's, when you think about it, I think sometimes I've feel like it's just normal. And then other people visit and they're like, there's people singing in every single door from 9 a.m. to literally 4 a.m. And I'm like, wait, you're right. Like, it's kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
That there's who knows how many bars. I can't even count. And every single, there's three or four floors in each bar and there's an artist on each one. People playing hours at a time. There's like probably 12 artists on one stage in one day. Like, there's so many people here chasing the dream.
Yeah.
And people come here to hear the music, which I think is really cool. You know, as a performer, obviously you want people to listen. And so I think it's cool that, you know, Nashville's become that place where, like, you know, you get to go downtown, you go to Broadway, you hear all these live bands and who you would have never heard of before if you were, you know, in your home city or state. And you're like, oh my gosh, they're so good. Like,
and the owners of these places goes from Kid Rock to Blake Shelton, for crying out loud. Why? That's insanity.
And sometimes they show up.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you'll just, you could be at Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row and he'll be there, you know? It's kind of crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, I was at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge about 12 years ago. And who walks in but Alan Jackson?
Yeah.
You know, goes up on stage and plays a couple of licks and has a good time. And you're going, what is this?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
And
really,
it's just like a Tuesday night here in Nashville.
Yeah, right. Her name is Haley Payne, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the music industry. Now, Haley, you're also a writer.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about that side of the entertainment business.
Yeah, so I think that songwriting is something that a lot of people don't like know as much about, maybe as like being an artist or being a performer. And I'm both. I'm an artist and a songwriter. But something that I honestly didn't realize until I was like, you know, in high school, I remember being a kid and I would listen to George Strait with my parents, and I loved looking at the liner notes in CDs.
Yeah.
They're back to CDs.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, he didn't write these songs. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. And, you know, then obviously growing up and like coming here, you literally could be sitting next to someone in a coffee shop who's written 40 of your favorite songs and you literally would never know. And I think that's so cool that there's like these everyday people telling stories, and whether or not they wanted to or didn't want to be the person to, like, you know, sing that song and tell that story, but they still get to tell their story in so many different ways. And like I said, you literally could be passing them on the street and you would never know. And so I think a lot of people don't realize, like, I went to Middle Tennessee State and I actually majored in songwriting there. And, you know, people from my hometown were like, that's a major? Like, they didn't know that was a thing that was possible for you to do.
What do you learn in songwriting school?
So it's so cool. So of course I had to take all my gen eds and everything. And then you get into the program and you take a few just kind of wider, like, music business classes. And there's like a few different electives you can choose from. But with the songwriting program, you take specific classes, like literally about writing songs. But the assignments were like you would write songs with your classmates. So I learned so much there because I started writing. I wrote my first song when I was like 8. And I was 8 or 9. We had an ice storm at home and I was really bored. And I was like, I'm just going to try to write a song. And you know, I, growing up in a place, there wasn't like a ton of musicians. I had a few kind of like mentors, but nobody really that was like my age or so mostly.
Well, not in Owensboro.
Yeah. So mostly I wrote by myself in my room. And so, like, co-writing is definitely a skill. And it's also something in Nashville. It's like the lifeblood of the community.
But in the co-writing space, sometimes somebody writes the lyrics. Other times, other people write the melody.
Yeah, I mean, it's so crazy. And one person could say something that changes the whole trajectory of the song. And so that's something that going to MTSU especially really helped me with, was just like learning how to co-write. And, you know, we would get put randomly with other kids in our class, like maybe somebody you wouldn't have chosen to write with because your genres were so different. But it's like you were going to get together and you were going to write a song. And it may not be your favorite song you've ever written, but you're still going to learn how to write a song and maybe write for someone else. Me being an artist and songwriter, you know, usually when I do write, it's something that I would want to say, but it's a skill. And that's what, you know, the songwriters of this community are so good at, like being able to tell other people's stories. It's a lot harder than you would think. And so with the program at school, I could learn how to, like, you know, write with people and maybe say something they wanted to say, maybe not even something that I would have ever said before, but help them tell that story.
Where does that inspiration come from? Is this people telling you stories? And sometimes you're turning that into something else?
Yeah. The way that I come up with different song ideas, honestly, is so random. If anyone looked at the notes app on my phone, they would be like terrified of me because I have the randomest ideas. And sometimes I'll write something down at like 3 a.m. and I'm like, wow, this is so good. Like good enough for me to roll over and get on my phone and write it down. Then I wake up and I'm like,
what is that?
What is this? And I'm like, I remember thinking this was the next number one. And I'm like, I don't even know what this means. And so, you know, I think that it's, you know, whether it's writing with other people, and something about, you know, just songwriting in general is very like therapeutic, very cathartic, but also it's very like vulnerable. And if you really want to say something that like means something, and that people are going to relate to, like you can go into a co-writing session with someone you've never met and be like, yeah, so this guy just broke up with me. You know, you have to be really honest,
right?
And like tell people stuff that normal people would be like, what? Like people who don't do music would be like, that's really strange.
Why would you be burying your soul?
Or just, yeah, telling people these random things about you like you don't even know, and you just really open up. And so sometimes like it comes from just having a conversation about what happened like that day to you or that week, or like what's just how you're feeling that day. But the way I write most of the time, when I'm the one bringing the idea to a write, is like literally just from the hooks, as they call them, that are in my phone, and I can get them. I literally wrote a song yesterday that I was inspired by like this Facebook post this girl wrote. She said something in it that I was like, that's a cool way to say, and I like wrote it down, and I wrote that down like a month or two ago, and then we wrote the song yesterday. So a lot of the times it's from like conversations, or it's something that like I just think of and like want to put a cool spin on it. So inspiration comes from a lot of different places.
Haley Payne, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about the music industry. She's a singer-songwriter in Nashville. What would, if you were to define your genre, what would it be?
So I am a country artist. I grew up on country music, but I also love, you know, I love pop. I love classic rock. I listen to a lot of like AC/DC and Boston and that kind of stuff with my dad. But then I also listened, you know, to a lot of Blondie, Fleetwood Mac, ABBA. So I love that kind of stuff. And then now, you know, obviously still love country music. That is what I do. But I have influences from Taylor Swift is like my favorite ever.
Who isn't?
Right? So I like literally since I was 6 years old, I was like, if I'm not her best friend, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I have to meet her. And so she's always been my inspiration, even as she's still doing pop music now. And I have a lot of, you know, other, you know, just other artists that have influenced me. But I really just love music in general. And but I am a country artist, but influenced by lots of other sounds.
Yeah. And I think that's important to be well-rounded in a whole bunch of genres. And what's interesting, you never know what type of music is going to spur an idea with you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can lift lyrics, not necessarily lift lyrics or a tune or a lick, but you can, it can be a thought starter.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Haley Payne, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. If, what's the deal with country music? What, I mean, you know, my dog died, you know, grandma got run over by a reindeer. You know, the locomotive is coming down the road. I'm going to get drunk tonight. She left me.
Yeah.
There is all these raw emotions.
Yes.
Are you depressed?
Honestly, I have written a lot of sad songs. I'm not going to lie. Sadly, I have a lot of inspiration for stuff like that. But, you know, that's why I love country music. I remember, like I said, that's really what I mostly grew up on. I remember hearing Tim McGraw's Don't Take the Girl when I was young. And I was like, I didn't even really understand it, I don't think. But I was like, this is so sad. And yeah. I just remember thinking, like, you can tell a story like this through a song. Like, you can picture that song like it's a movie. And I remember thinking that was, like, such a cool concept. And that's what I love about country music is the way you can be so vulnerable and so and tell like these stories in a way that I think other genres don't do as much.
That's an amazing thing you just said. Country music is the type of music that you can make a movie by because you can see it.
You can
play
picture
out.
Every word.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of the things are there's really happy, fun songs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but for the most part, it's all of this raw human emotion. Mm-hmm.
That, and some of the best songs are that raw emotion.
And why do you think that is?
I think it's because, I mean, this is partly why, even when I wrote, you know, my first song at 8 or 9, like, I even not knowing it then, I think that, you know, I write because I want to be able to say things that I wouldn't actually say. And I think that that's why people love these like raw songs, because it's what they feel and they don't even know they feel it sometimes. Mm. And you hear those words and you're like, oh my gosh, like someone gets me. And you didn't have to be the one to say it. And I think that it helps you get something out that you would never have had to do yourself. And it's like someone helping you get that out of you.
Yeah. As far as timeline, mm-hmm. you know, nobody's got a timeline mm-hmm. in this. You know, some people, and the stories are amazing, and you know them better than I do, where somebody is doing a set somewhere and somebody happens to walk in who's mm-hmm. Who's an agent and goes, wow, I really like this. And their life changes instantly.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you do this before the agent comes knocking on the door?
That's the thing, is that everything happens so differently for everyone. There's people who have been here for 15 years
yeah.
and are just now, you know, they call it a 10-year town. That's what they call Nashville.
Really?
You know, they say you move here, it's a 10-year town. Like, honestly, don't even expect anything to happen for you in under 10 years. There's some people who are just now, like, really their star is rising and they've been here for 12 or 13. But then there's other people who seem to truly overnight have some success. And sometimes the general public will call something in, like, overnight success, but really they've been here for 10 years. But the general public just didn't know they existed. So I think that, especially in the new age of, like, the internet and social media and, you know, being able, like, someone like myself, an independent artist, to be able to put my own music out in the world, that's something that has changed the, like, landscape of the industry mm-hmm. within the last few years, because before, like, you couldn't, there was no way to get your music out there unless you had, like, a record label to put it out there for you and, like, put your CDs in Walmart, you know? And so now the fact that you can just put your music out to the world and, like, truly, who knows what could happen,
right.
The timelines are even more different for everyone now.
Well, you came out with this video, which I think was, it's fun.
Thank you. It is a fun
video. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we will have this on the radio blog. But and you had some young women that mm-hmm. were friends of yours,
yes.
I suspect, that were co-stars in this piece. Knowing a little bit about video production and sound, that's not cheap to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you had to pay folks to do this.
Yes.
What's the goal of doing a... And I got to tell you, I love the color of the toaster. Was it a toaster?
The stuff that it was in the kitchen,
yeah.
Oh, like the blue. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that place is so cool. It's called the Paper House here in Nashville.
Really?
And that I believe that it's just like a rental space. So I've seen so many other like photo shoots and videos that people have done there because it is like such a cool space.
Yeah.
So they literally just rent it out.
It's so retro, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And you'll see that in the video. Yeah, it's so retro, so cool. But the video that you did, I was trying to figure out the mixed message
mm-hmm.
there. I mean, there was, the girls were kind of standoffish
mm-hmm.
and you were kind of feeling that, weren't
yeah.
you? Are you like that? Do you feel sometimes that you might be a little different?
I do,
yeah.
Which is partly why, you know, so the song is called Running Late, and anyone that knows me can attest to the fact that I have struggled to be on time to literally anything, and I, you know, sometimes feel like I'm just running late in life. I just turned 23, and it's so funny, especially being from a small town, like, I feel like everyone I know is married and is, like, on their second kid, and I'm like, what's happening?
Wow, that's Owensboro. Good
job. Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. And, you know, it's just... sometimes it can make you feel like, is there something like wrong with me that I'm not doing what everyone else is doing? Or is it bad?
Yeah.
You know? And so in the video, those were three of my friends who were also all artists here. So they're
all
singer songwriters. No.
Oh, okay.
No, they are not. One of them is engaged. The one who's engaged in the shoot actually is engaged in real life. But you know, It was funny to have them have to act like kind of mean to me and like fake, because we're actually good friends in real life. But, you know, I think sometimes, and not that I've ever, I don't think, been treated like in a way where I was like, oh my gosh, like people are really judging me for not being
mm-hmm.
where these other people are. But I think that if you're in the same situation as me, which it's been cool to see other people relate to it. But, you know, I think that you can make yourself feel that way. Like, oh my gosh,
sure.
Like everyone's like, when they go home for Christmas, like they're talking about how like Haley is like in Nashville, like just single. And we are like have our third kid, you know? And it's like this narrative that you kind of honestly make, you might make it up, but it still can make you feel like kind of, you know, like different, and just like I said, kind of wonder, like, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the wrong thing? Like, why am I on a different path than other people?
Sure, I can well appreciate everything that you say about that. Haley, has been our guest, Haley Payne, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we'll have links to her site, which is, by the way, very nice.
Thank you.
Okay, final question. Yes. I feel like Columbo sometimes, you know. You wouldn't know from Columbo because you're 23. But I always say final question, and then I have more questions.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, it's
that's
okay.
The way it goes. When you did the video, are you hoping that that broadens your reach so much more that maybe somebody out there will see it?
That would be nice.
That's the marketing
gig,
huh? Yeah,
and you know, I really, this song is one of my favorites that I've like ever written, and I wrote it with my friend Lauren McLam, and you know, the comments that I would get about it when I would play it out, and then when I released it, people were like, oh my gosh, like this is so me, you know. I was like, I want to like put a story to this mm-hmm. song, because I never really, I hadn't done a like full-fledged music video like that, and one where I like really had like a storyline and like really wanted to
sure.
like make it a production, and so, but this was the song I realized that I wanted to have that for, and I think that, you know, obviously, we all hope that we're going to post something that's like you're going to wake up and like all these people
oh,
are going to have
viral.
Seen it. Yeah. And, but you know, sometimes, you know, besides that, I was just like, I want people to have like a face to the name.
Yeah,
you know, when
of
you
course.
Hear this song, like, this is like, oh, this is who she is. And I think the video, you know, really represents me and just kind of also like the lightheartedness of, you know, you can feel for a minute that you're like, oh, I'm behind everybody. You're like, but then it's also like, but I'm me. And like, who said I had to do what they're going to do? And so I really love that the video represents that. And I think that's exactly who I am. And so that's more of what I wanted to say with the video, just to be like, oh, who's Haley Payne? Like, I could watch this and I would know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stands out, right? final question. And I said I usually have these final
hey,
questions.
Final question.
Right. So how do you exist? I mean, are you making it on gig money, or you're working as well?
Yeah, so I'm a full-time musician here in Nashville.
Wow.
And like Michael said, you know, we're here at the Renaissance here in Nashville. So I kind of play a lot of the, you know, different hotels around here, and other, you know, other places here in Nashville. In the summer, I travel a little bit more in like, you know, Kentucky, Indiana, different areas. And, but you know, when I'm here during the week, like this is where I'm at, you know, playing for mostly tips, mm-hmm. when I'm here, which is what most musicians here do. And a lot
right.
of people don't know that.
Yes. You know, that is something you talk about, the financial implication of mm-hmm. doing this. You got to live, you got to eat, you got to,
yeah.
you know,
and you don't know what you're going to be taking home that week.
Right. And I see these artists playing for tips and you're going, holy buckets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it's a gamble. And, you know, and like you said, you know, when you're, you know, making these videos and putting out music, like that stuff is definitely not cheap either. So, you know, it is a lot. But, you know, when you're doing what you love and you know, you're just investing in it and you're hoping that one day you can do it on the biggest of scales possible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a full-time musician here, and I've been doing that for a year and a half now.
Yeah.
So
I have a friend who's in Austin, Texas right now. She's originally out of Iowa, and her name is Roxy Copeland. And Roxy is a keyboardist, but she has a very unique style to her. And that's what she's doing. You know, she travels around to vineyards and brewer
yeah.
cubs and all this kind of, and that's what she does
yeah.
for a living.
Just anywhere there's people that are going to listen, like, I'll be there,
yeah.
you know?
Haley Payne, I have thoroughly enjoyed getting to know you and sitting down for this conversation. It is fabulous. You are just such a bright spot among
thank
humanity.
You. Oh, and thank you for having me, Michael. I really appreciate that.
All right. You take care and good luck to you.
Thank you.
That, once again, is the voice of singer-songwriter Haley Payne from Nashville, Tennessee. What a great conversation. Certainly enjoyed meeting her and getting to know about the rigors of being a business person in the music industry. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Haley Payne, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.